Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Auntie Jenna.
Hello. How are you? Hello.
Good, good. Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
Okay, beautiful.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Have a
Valentine's Day. Amen.
Okay. Well, good evening. We're going to go ahead and let Loretta start with reading while we wait for others to join.
Okay. All right. We're in Exodus 33. And the Lord says to Moses, lead these people you brought from Egypt to the land I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I said, I will give this land to your descendants. I will send an angel before you to drive out the Canaanites, the Ammonites, the Hittites. It is the land of flowing with milk and honey. But I will not travel among you, for you are a stubborn, unruly people, and I would be tempted to destroy you along the way. When the people heard these stern words, they went into mourning and stripped themselves of their jewelries and ornaments. For the Lord had told Moses to tell them, you are an unruly, stubborn people. If I were there among you for even a moment, I would exterminate you. Remove your jewelry and ornaments until I decide what to do with you. So after that, they wore no jewelry. Moses also erected the sacred tent far outside the camp, and everyone who wanted to consult with Jehovah went out there. Whenever Moses went to the tabernacle, all the people would rise and stand in their tent doors, watching until he reached the entrance. As he entered, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the door while the Lord spoke with Moses. Then all the people worshiped from their tent door, bowing low to the pillar of clouds. Inside the tent, the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friends. Afterwards, Moses would return to the camp, but the young man who assisted him, Joshua, stayed behind in the tabernacle. Moses talked there with the Lord and said to him, you have to be telling me, take these people to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You say you are my friend and that I have found favor before you. Please, if this is really so, guide me clearly along the way you want me to travel so that I will understand you and walk acceptably before you, for don't forget that this nation is your people. And the Lord replied, I myself will go with you and give you success. For Moses has said, if you aren't going with us, don't let me move a step from this place. If you don't go with us, who will ever know that I and my people have found favor with you and that we are different from any other people upon the face of the earth? And the Lord had replied to Moses, yes, I will do what I have asked, for you have certainly found favor with me, and you are my friend. Then Moses asked to see God's glory. The Lord replied, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will announce to you the meaning of my name, Jehovah, the Lord. I show kindness and mercy to anyone I want to, but you may not see the glory of my face, for man may not see me and live. However, stand here on this rock beside me, and when my glory goes by, I will put my hand in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed. Then I will remove my hand, and you shall see my back, but not my face. That was the reading on Exodus 33, 1 to the end. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Well, they didn't have any new callers, so maybe they're out enjoying their Valentine's Day. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. Loretta, do you want to do your opening before I do the opening prayer?
Yeah, but can you do a roll call first? I missed the first two callers.
That's okay, no problem. Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Mom and Pop, you and myself. Oops, we just had one join. Looks like it might be. I don't know who it is. Good evening. Who just joined?
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. Hi.
Hi.
Happy
Valentine's
Day.
Thank you all.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you all.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. For the day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray you all brought some good news to share, if not to say pass. Now I will turn it back over to Angela so she can do the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling, and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord, in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. God be the glory. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. All righty. We're going to go ahead and get started with our program, and if you have some news, good news to share, please do. If you don't, just say pass. I'd like to start with Mother.
I had that feeling. Okay, I'm going to read out of my little book of prayer. And it says, Thanksgiving, God's faithfulness. Listen, O heaven, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the word of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words return like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all of his ways are just. For God, who does no wrong, upright and just is he. At Deuteronomy 32:14, and it said Moses. That's a Moses saying that, okay?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Auntie Betty?
Yes. Giving honor to God. And I'm going to read Psalm 139, part of it. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off. Thou compares my path and my line down, and acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou know it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascended up to heaven, there or there, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Auntie Janet.
Okay, I would like to share from the names of God. It said, Jesus is your love. God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifest toward us, and that God had sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might love, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, so we all also to love one another. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. And now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. God
Amen.
Is love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Okay, Loretta?
I will pass this go-round since I have so much to share on the second go-round. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Auntie Dodd?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From hills comes my help. My help comes with the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Excuse me. Behold, he that keep Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, or the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve their souls. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Di. Okay. Pop, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'd like to say a few words about Luke 15 chapter. About the three-year parable I mentioned by last. And then on the third parable, I'm going to make it brief, about the we all said prodigal son. But the man had two sons, and the young son, he wanted all his substance now. And so the man, he divided something over him and the brother, and he went out on the ride of living, having a good time, spinning, dancing, singing. And in the meantime, the father was praying for the son, plus the mother was praying for the son. But we don't never say anything about the mother, but always the father. But as he spent out all his substance and started falling down low, the mother had sent a man to get him. And so when the man got there where he was, he wanted to know why the old man in his way. The old man was in his way. He had that food with him. So he just kept on doing what he doing. So the mother sent another man. And so he didn't bother with that man. He was in his way. But in the meantime, he spent all he had. All his friends were gone. All the money was gone. So he wound up in the hog pen. Now, we in our everyday life, we be thinking a hog pen like a hog around here. But in my thing, anytime you turn your back on God, you're automatically in a hog pen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mother sent another man at the son. And that man, he had the man who he was. And he told me he was time. So time stood with him. When he was in the hog pen, he said, come on back to his father, because his father had silver now. Had clothes, food, stuff to eat. But time right there with him. Time brought him on back.
Mm.
And the father saw him coming. He ran to kiss him on the neck, gave him the bedroll, ring, shoes. And the other son was mad because all that was going on. When he come to the house, he heard the party going on. He was so mad when he come in to find out what was going on. But see, the young fella, he came back. He was saved because he had the father. He had to help him forgive him, plus the father to forgive him. But the older son, who I've been working out every day in the field, that thing, he was lost because he didn't even ask for forgiveness. And so I'm going to cut a shout like the young son, he was lost, but now he was found. He came back home. What I mean by came back home, he came back to God. And any of us can come back to God. We stray away from God, we can always come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't turn you down. But out there during the devil work, you get broke down, he too with you. He'll let you stay on out there. But God will bring you on back in. And so I will say happy Valentine's to all you guys. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Pop. I will go next. And I'm coming out of 2 Chronicles 34, 2 Kings 22. And the story is about the king Josiah. When Josiah was born, he was in the family that had ruled for years, and they and in the city, I don't know where they were. Where were they? Nineveh. They had had good kings and bad kings, and during the era of a lot of the bad kings, our people began to worship idolatry. But when Josiah became king, he was only 8 years old. So he didn't know what to do. So he sought the help of godly men and women that was in his life to teach him the ways of God. By the time he was 16 years old, he decided to seek God on his own, and he wanted to lead God's people back to his word. And one of the things that he did was that he had the priests go and clean up God's temple, because in the previous years of those kings, they didn't take care of it. It was just a mess. So when they cleaned up the temple, guess what they found? The word, the Bible. It had been just trashed away, and they were all just living the way they wanted to live, not according to God's word. And so one of the things that Josiah did was he started making it a law to read the Bible and make sure that the people listened to God's word and really bringing the God's word back to the kingdom. And just think about how young he was to have that insight. Just think about the gift that God put on his heart to make sure that his righteousness was being followed. So that's why I just wanted to share that story. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. All right. We didn't have any more new callers. No. Okay, Loretta, I'll turn it over to you for the sick and shut in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please, for the sick and shut in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we plead the blood upon Daddy Verner, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Oliver, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and her family, the Rossiter family, Latoya and Loretta Simmons, the Boyers family, Ruth Edwards, Eileen Holliday, the Williams family, Valerie Crockett, DeMarcus Carlos, the Wells family, Brian Malachi, the Moody family, Tony Desert Kendrick, Rochelle Bessler, Auntie Janet, Dorita Verner, Jesse Verner, Kevin Avery, Eric, Sister Shirley, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you allow the blood of Jesus to flow both inside and outside of their body and make them whole again. Heavenly Father, we ask that you use your healing hand to massage all areas that is affected. Heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. And thank you for the reading and the prayer for our sick and shut in, Loretta. Okay, well, we will move on to our birthday greetings and acknowledge any birthdays from February 14th through February 20th. Do you have any birthdays that you guys would like to acknowledge?
Shirley Williams today.
All right. I show that we have Sylvia Balls today as well. We have TJ. We have Sade. And we have Antoine. All those on the 14th. That's all that I have. Does anybody have any others?
I have Kim Zeke on the 15th.
Okay. All righty then. Pop, would you like to do us the honor to sing happy birthday song? Pop?
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have many more.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. I say that was Frank Sinatra there.
All right.
Thank you for that, Pop. All righty, all righty. Let's move on to our program. We were going to take the time to talk about Black history. So if you have anything to share, please do. Or if you have songs or a poem or any other reading out the Bible you would like to take, go ahead and do it yourself. If I call your name and you want to pass, just let me know. I'll start off with let's do a T dot.
Okay. I'm going to read by Martin Luther King Jr., A Childhood Awakened. His name was Martin Luther King Jr., but they called him M.L. He was a happy child, living with his family in a big house in Atlanta, Georgia. His father was a Baptist minister. His mother was a homemaker. He had one brother, Alfred, whom the family called A.D., and a sister, Christine. Until the age of 5 or 6, M.L. had thought much about segregation and the way black was treated. He was too busy having fun. He played with both the black and white children He played with both the black children and the white children in his neighborhood. One of his best friends was a white boy who lived across the street from ML. Sometimes they played at his white friend's house, and another time they played at the King house. M.L. King life took an erupted turn when it was time for him to start school. One day he went across the street to play with his white friend, as he'd done many times before. But this day was different. The boy mother met M.L. at the door and told him he couldn't play with her son anymore. But why? ML asked, finding what the woman said hard to understand. Because my boy is white and you are colored, she answered. Both of you are starting school now, and you will go to the different school, so don't come around here anymore. ML was stunned. He was too confused and hurt. For the first time, he began to understand what it meant to be colored and living in the South. He ran home to his mother, his eyes filled with tears. Miss King put ML on her lap and hugged him. She explained all about segregation and how it came to about. She ended by reminding him that no matter what anyone else might say, he was as good as any other person. M.L. King did not fully understand everything his mother told him, but one thing was certain, his life afterward would never be the same. Amen.
Well, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
God.
Thank you for that. That's
good. Okay.
All righty. Auntie Janet?
Okay, I don't have anything about pertaining to Black history, but I do want to share the word.
Oh.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. A word once spoken cannot be unsaid. God has expressed himself in the incarnate word. He cannot and will not reverse himself. That word is with us forever. The word above all earthly powers, though thanks to them abide. The spirit and the gift are ours through him who with us sided. Let good and kindred go, the mortal life also. The body they may kill, but truth abides still. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Okay, I just figured I would share the light on Ruby Bridges. Ruby Bridges was a little girl who made a big difference. Ruby was born in 1954 in the South. In the South was not fair to black people. These laws kept black people and white people separate. Then the United States law said that all children had to go to the same school. State laws in the South still kept black and white children separate. Black children and white children had to go to different schools. Many people worked to make Southern schools follow the United States law. Ruby was chosen to go to a white school in the first grade in 1960. She was the only black student in that school. Many white parents did not want their children to go to school with a black child. They kept their children at home. Some angry white people stood outside Ruby's new school. They yelled at Ruby every day when she went to school. Ruby kept on going. Officers kept her safe. Many people helped Ruby along the way. She had a teacher named Miss Henry, and Ruby was the only child in Miss Henry's classroom. Also, a man named Mr. Cole helped Ruby as well to focus on the way she felt about going to school. Ruby was a brave girl who didn't let anything stop her from going to school. She showed people that children can change a country. The next year, other black students went to school with Ruby. Today, many different children go to school together. Today, Ruby still works to bring children together. She still works to make the world fair for everyone. Today, Ruby is 62 years old, and she's still working to make everything fair in this world. You can also view Ruby Bridges' movie, which is called Ruby Bridges. And this, I wanted to share this just to get the message out to all of our listeners, to share this with your family members. Our suicide rate is so high, and I pray that our children would read their Bible, which is theirs and our God in this world, and to know that their history, what their ancestors went through, and what they have done for us. I wanted to share this message to all of our listeners. There is a way out. The way out is Jesus. Remember what he did for us. This miracle was really real. And I'm going to follow up with a song that just touches my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. I will go next, and I'm going to read about Richard Wright. Richard Wright was the first black author in America to reveal the full horrors of racial oppression to a large mainstream audience. Born in 1908 near Natchez, Mississippi, Wright overcame an impoverished childhood in the Deep South. After graduating first in his junior high school class and accepting a succession of menial jobs, he resolved to become a writer and began a process of intense self-education. At 19, he moved to Chicago and joined a federally funded writers project. 10 years later, following a brief stint as a newspaper editor in New York, he won a major literary contest that led to his first publishing contract. Wright's initial book, a searing collection of stories entitled Uncle Tom's Children, appeared in 1938. 2 years later, his first novel, Native Son, received tremendous acclaim for its terrifying yet brutally honest look at black ghetto life and became an immediate bestseller. A dozen subsequent works of fact and fiction, including Black Boy, Wright's harrowing personal account of racial discrimination, confirmed his reputation. Racism prompted Wright to leave America in 1947. He spent his remaining years in self-imposed exile as an active supporter of the emerging third world nations. Yet he never managed to escape the grim reality of black-white relations in the United States. Indeed, no author has looked more incisively at our society's treatment of its poor and oppressed than Richard Wright. That's all that I will share today. I'll share more next week.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What did you say his name is again, Angela?
Richard Wright.
Okay.
All right. Mother, would you like to go next?
I think they called just dropped. Is that their number?
Yeah. I think I heard somebody in the room, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back. They're the last two. Well, I can go ahead and share more about Richard Wright.
Did you get Auntie Betty?
No.
You said Auntie Betty?
Not yet. No, I didn't. I'm sorry. Thanks, Loretta. Well, let me share about the book he wrote about Black Boy. And it's actually an account of his life when he lived in the South. So when the book came out, it sent shockwaves around the country when it hit the bookstores. That some readers were alarmed by the black picture, the bleak picture it painted. Others were upset by the book's rough language. But most readers were deeply affected by Wright's characterization of black life in the South. In fact, for many of them, his words allowed them to enter this realm for the very first time. It is powerful, moving, and horrifying, the New York Times said of the book. But it was true. Amen.
Amen.
But we
want
to go ahead and read it. All righty, so let's go ahead and start with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I don't have anything. I guess I'll sing a little song.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Auntie Betty. Okay, I see Mom and Pop's joined us back. Mama, would you like to say any last words?
I'm going to read it's a song of thanksgiving, and it's coming from 1 Chronicles 29:10-13. Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our Father of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, your, O Lord, is the greatness of the power of the glory and the majesty of the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are excellent as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hand are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay, Pops, do you have any life for us to share?
Yeah, I'm going to try to
alrighty
do this. What I like, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I like it, but I ain't going to make no excuse about it, but I like it. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Oh, no one join me. Still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Oh no.
Praise the Lord. It's all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you for that,
Tom.
No turning back. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, that concludes our program for today. Before we go with the closing prayers, is there anything else would like to share?
No.
You sure?
Well, you know what, I should have did this at the beginning of the second shut-in, but we did have a death in the family on Wally's side. Her brother-in-law passed away, LaFay, and if we just send out our prayers to the family, that would be most grateful. Amen.
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 God bless. God bless.
Thank you, Loretta. Okay. Well, I will do the closing, and then Loretta will close the thought, the line out. Let's go. Living a life of radical faith in Christ takes us beyond the expected. We're pushed further than we have the ability to go in our own strength, wisdom, and knowledge. But by His Spirit, we're strengthened and given everything we need to trust and follow Him. As you read Psalm 46, may you take confidence in knowing that no matter what circumstances you face, no matter how the structures of this world may crumble, our God is in control. He is the righteous one. The Lord Almighty is with us. Lean into Him. He will supply all of your needs and equip you for everything He has put before you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And we share from different areas in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. God, good reading for strength and knowledge. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path, for God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get through... we need to get the good news out because so many are lost and lonely. And they feel that there's nothing to do, but they have to keep in mind that nothing is too big for God, for He created heaven and earth. So grab your Bible and read. The oldest book on earth, and it's here for a reason. It is our map, our God through this life while here on earth. May you all have a blessed week. Remember to put your full suit of armor on for protection from your enemy. For God says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And all you need to do is let go and let God.
God, amen.
God loves you all and so do we. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you too.
Good night.
Bye.